No Stress Guide to Digital Product Creation for Beginners. So you've got an idea bubbling away, maybe it's a course, an ebook, a template, or something entirely unique, and you're wondering how to turn it into a sellable product online. Digital product creation for beginners can sound a bit daunting at first, but trust me, it's like learning to ride a bike, wobbly at the start, but freeing once you get the hang of it. Let's break it down into bite-sized, beginner-friendly pieces so you can start creating with confidence. What exactly is digital product creation? Digital product creation is all about building something once and selling it over and over again online without worrying about inventory, shipping, or shelf space. Think downloadable content that helps people solve a problem or reach a goal. For example, a yoga teacher might sell guided meditations, a designer could create Canva templates, and a teacher might launch an educational course. Whether you're a creator, freelancer, or small business owner, digital product creation for beginners gives you endless flexibility. Why digital products are a smart move? For beginners, digital products offer a low-risk, scalable way to start a business. You don't need fancy gear or a warehouse, just your skills, your laptop, and the right approach. The best. You create once and sell endlessly. It's a game changer for niche markets, side hustlers, and anyone tired of trading hours for dollars. Sites like Digital Product Creation are packed with strategies and templates to help you hit the ground running. Step by step, how to get started. Getting started with digital product creation for beginners is simpler than it looks. Here's a roadmap to get your first product live. Step 1. Choose your product type. Think about your skills and passions. If you're a spreadsheet whiz, consider budget trackers. If you've got expertise in an area, maybe it's an ebook or short course. Step 2. Know your audience. Understand who you're helping and what they need. Use social media polls, quick surveys, or browse Reddit threads to uncover pain points. Step 3. Create your product. Use tools like Canva, Google Docs, or Teachable. Focus on value, not polish. The goal is helping your audience solve a problem, not perfection. Step 4. Build a simple sales page. Use beginner-friendly platforms like Gumroad or Podia. Include a benefit-driven headline, some helpful images, and a clear Buy Now button. Step 5. Launch and promote. Promote it to your email list or on social media. You don't need to go viral, start with the people already following you. Real-world examples to inspire you. Seeing how others got started makes it all feel more possible. Here are a few beginner-friendly digital product success stories. Sarah, a nutritionist, turned her meal plans into a downloadable PDF and sells them on Etsy. James, a fitness coach, created a 4-week workout course using free tools and launched it via Instagram. Louise, a wedding planner, designed planning templates and listed them on Shopify, using Pinterest to drive traffic. Each of them started with a simple idea and used digital product creation for beginners to grow a side hustle or full-time income. Tips for avoiding common pitfalls. Even the best beginners stumble sometimes. The trick is learning quickly and staying flexible. Here are a few tips. Don't try to be perfect. Getting version 1 out is better than waiting for perfection. Ask for early feedback. Start small and build momentum with each new launch. And most importantly, avoid shiny object syndrome. Stick to one idea until it's launched. FAQs about digital product creation for beginners. Question: what is the easiest digital product to start with? A. Templates and ebooks, easy to create with free tools like Canva and Google Docs. Question: do I need a big audience to sell? A. No, but even a small engaged audience can work wonders. Start building it alongside your product. Question: can I do this with no tech skills? A. Absolutely. Most platforms are beginner-friendly. Sites like Digital Product Creation offer tutorials for every step. Question: how do I price my digital product? A. Look at similar products in your niche. Pricing between $10 to $50 is common for beginner offerings. Question: how do I protect my digital content? A. Use download limits or platforms like Gumroad that handle security. Question: what if no one buys it? A. Learn and adapt. Refine your product, improve your sales copy, and keep testing your approach. Wrap up: start simple, learn fast, grow steady. Digital product creation for beginners doesn't require perfection, just action. Choose something small to start with, get feedback quickly, and grow from there. There's room for everyone, and your first sale is closer than you think. Visit Digital Product Creation for free guides and tools in choosing a product idea or setting up your sales page. Ready to turn your ideas into income? Start creating your own digital products today with expert help and simple tools at Digital Product Creation. Visit now and take the first step toward building your online business.